This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
I'm doing three things currently as part of my rehab, which is going to continue for the rest of my life. Eventually, I will give up dieting. I'm going to do some form of exercise for the rest of my life, and right now it's bicycling. I'm very much enjoying bicycling. And I'm taking Heart and Body. And my blood pressure, for the first time since 1987, my blood pressure, I'm not taking blood pressure medication. All I'm taking is Heart and Body. To order this stuff, you can go to 8 Column at 866-545-6979. That is 866-545-6979. Or online at heartandbody.com. And yes, PW, if you bring your bike, yes, you can ride with me. I'd like to have somebody riding with me. My wife rides with me, but I mean, you know, it's always cool to have more riders with you. Still waiting to see how this thing develops in Nice. In the meantime, we'll come back here to our shores because we've got plenty of stuff going on here, too. There's been a lot of writers in the press here recently that are advocating banning and or confiscating AR-15 style rifles as a way to solve the problem of mass shootings in the United States. I wonder if those that are advocating this nonsense have really thought it through. To them, it may seem to be like a simple solution, but it is by no means easy. First thing to remember is that you're talking about property that was lawfully purchased and responsibly owned. These laws would be instituted after the fact. This is not generally something you expect under the rule of law. The Constitution prohibits ex post facto laws specifically. I do not currently have a Glock 26 Border Bandit, but I am going to get another one. It's also important to remember that there are over 9 million AR pattern rifles in the U.S. already. This is not counting the millions of AK pattern rifles, semi-automatic rifles, nor the millions more sporting rifles that have been made for decades. AR-15 is 50 years old, and semi-automatic rifles have been made since the late 1800s. These rifles operate identically to the AR and are chambered in calibers equal or greater lethality. If we could wave a magic wand and eliminate all AR platform rifles, there would still be millions of semi-automatic rifles available. Also, remember that only a few states like California require registration of long guns, and California only started that in 2014. Locating these guns would be very problematic. And wait a minute. Why do people not say they have guns again in these phone things? Now, for those that want to ban these things, and I'm just being nice about this, okay? Let me be nice about this. I'll play their stupid game, too. What do you expect to accomplish with that? It's not a new idea. We've had one of these before. There was a ban on so-called assault weapons for 10 years. The Justice Department found no significant impact on crime. If gun control is not going to stop crime and stop death, stop murder, why pursue it? ARs are not cop killers. According to the FBI, about 50 officers were killed each year, an average of 8 by rifles of all types from 2005 to 2014. The FBI only lists caliber, not model of rifle. But with over 1 million law enforcement officers in the U.S., it's easy to say that it is a very rare event when an officer is killed with any rifle, much less an AR-15. Meanwhile, millions of AR-15 owners continue to use them safely and lawfully every year for sport, competition, and self-defense. My next question would be, where are you going to get the money to do this? It costs money to implement a bureaucracy to track millions of anything. And since there is no federal registry, one would have to be created. The Canadians tried that, and they abandoned it after 10 years and more than $1 billion. Since we have nearly 10 times the population and many times more firearms in the U.S., it's safe to assume that something similar would cost much, much more to implement in America. Then there is the cost to liberty. Note, please, journalists, that the Second Amendment contains the phrase shall not be infringed. Similar language is used throughout the Bill of Rights. If courts can find a way around shall not, they can find a way around any of the prohibitions in the first 10 amendments. Liberty is not a la carte when lost. It is lost across a wide spectrum of rights. What about the loss of self-protection to those who choose to defend themselves when they are 15? This is a very great platform for self-defense. Easy to shoot. Easy to adapt. I mean, one AR-15, a standard AR-15, works for a 6'3" husband and a 5'4" wife. Then there's the social cost, which is something that nobody likes to talk about in polite company. But you need to look at the effects in New York and Connecticut, and even the L.A. magazine confiscation to see the very high levels of public disobedience. This is another divisive issue. Let's go ahead and fall apart another way if we possibly can. You would end up with blood on your hands is what you would do. So what are the solutions? The first solution is to acknowledge that evil exists. And it isn't going to be held back by a piece of paper. Terrorists and deranged killers may have different motives. Their goal is the same. Gain attention by killing as many people as possible. To think that a sign or a law is going to stop them is to avoid the problem entirely. You could enforce the laws and actually keep those guys incarcerated that commit these crimes. I've got no problem with that. And then, you really want to stop some of this stuff. Eliminate the gun-free zone, the federal gun-free zone. Get rid of them. They don't work. They ignore evil. They have been proven ineffective many times over. There are numerous examples of armed citizens and law enforcement officers stopping mass shootings at malls and bars and churches. There are exceedingly few instances where an armed citizen has misused a firearm intended for self-defense. Look at the Pulse Club, where they were just cowering, waiting to die. These killers will keep on shooting until they run out of ammunition or time. And time is only disrupted when a second gun is introduced. Get rid of the gun-free zone, if you want to get rid of some of that. Nothing helps the advance of evil more than good people doing nothing. If you want to do something that's actually going to work. Otherwise, shut up. I'm tired of hearing it. I am tired of hearing it. We'll be right back.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by HB Extract.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active life. lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
To order, call them at 866-545-6979. That is 866-545-6979. Find them at heartandbody.com.
I'm taking it. I mean, you don't have to. I'm taking it as part of my rehab. I wish I'd known about it prior to the heart attack. I wonder how bad it would have been, or if I would have even have had it.
Big difference in a few things. Big difference in a few things taking this stuff. And it's one of three pieces that I'm actually doing that to get back on track at heartandbody.com.
Now, Twitter. For some reason, I have a Twitter account. I rarely use it. Rarely use it. For anybody that's following me on Twitter, I'm sorry I'm so boring. Hillary Clinton went anti-Trump Twitter storm the other day. It was actually probably one of her unpaid interns or well-paid consultants. Clinton actually rarely does her own Twitter account. And there was a case made the Barack Obama Twitter account run under the same principle, all to be treated as a parody account. But Mark Hammer noted on Twitter last month, the genius of the Trump-Clinton Twitter war of 2016 is that it consumes Trump's every waking minute and Clinton doesn't know what's happening. One tweet in particular exemplifies why it doesn't suffice to keep candidates like Donald Trump or Clinton out of office. Reforms that limit the power of government officials are necessary to prevent abuses of power. Well, Clinton would know. Clinton tweeted, imagine if Trump had not just Twitter to go after critics and opponents, but also the IRS or our military. Do you think he would be restrained? At least as restrained as Barack Obama? Or as you? I fully expect that you would use the whole gamut. I'm sure you would use the IRS, the Department of Justice, everything that we've been seeing. I mean, coming up next, we're going to talk about something identical to this. But, I mean, it's not hard to imagine, given Obama's record of using the IRS to target conservative groups, that somebody might do that. Similarly, Obama has continued the tradition of concentrating the decision to use military force in the hands of the executive branch, despite the constitutional role prescribed for Congress in war-making. The Congress has not taken any legally effective vote in favor of any of the campaigns that Buffalo Barack has waged, and from West Africa to the Middle East. As his second term begins to twilight, he is doubling down on the notion that unilateral executive action is necessarily merely because the legislative co-equal branch of government doesn't wish to act. I've got a pen and a phone. He said that at the beginning of 2014. While Trump may appear the most openly eager and willing potential successor to use those same powers, pantsuit Clinton, with her history in government, is just as, if not more, willing to use unilateral executive action. She said she would do so in the face of the Republican Congress that dared to act like a co-equal branch of government and promised to do so specifically in curbing American Second Amendment rights. So pantsuit ought to examine her own role in enabling the executive branch she now claims is reason to vote for her instead of the Donald. Of course, if voters really fear unlimited executive branches, well, you know, make sure you stay on your congressman then. Stay on your congressman, make them do something. Make them earn their money. Make them earn their money. I'm not going to get into the next part because I want to take it all the way through, so we're going to hold up on that one. You know, I have long said that the precedent... See, here's the thing. And I said this the other night. I think one of the reasons that Obama is now coming out for Clinton is that Obama knows he's in trouble if Trump becomes president. Probably in legal trouble. I think Holder is in trouble if Trump becomes president. I think Loretta Lynch is in trouble.
because of all of the, I mean, theoretically, right, with all of the scrubbing, for example, of language and certain pieces here and there that hinders an investigation being scrubbed. They're complicit and accessories after the fact to terrorism. Like it or not. It's not extreme. Fast and Furious, they are complicit. Complicit, not accessories after the fact, because they were actually the architects of it. They are complicit in murder. They're complicit in murder for two federal agents. And who knows how many Mexicans they keep wanting to say 300. I'm sure it's still 300. It's probably 3,000. And those guns will continue to surface for years to come. Years to come. So Obama's going to go all in for Chillery. In the meantime, Bernie Sanders supporters, and, you know, don't take this the wrong way if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, but I'm sure you feel like a useful idiot now, because after all of this talk about the 1% and the deals and the fixes in and everything, he's now endorsing Hillary Clinton. The darling of Wall Street. She shows up and makes $250,000 just for opening her wrinkled face and talking about who knows what. I'm sorry for those of you that were backing Bernie. He's had his moment in the sun. Not that many people knew who he was. He feels big and important right now. Something's been promised to him, just like something got promised to Loretta Lynch. Something's probably been promised to him, but in any case, here's the guy that has been jumping up and down about this one person, and now he's lost, and now he's out there saying, well, we have to vote for her. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry that happened to you. Getting invested in any of these yahoos this deeply as some of Bernie's followers is all, you're always going to be subject to disappointment. So, We all get to sit back and get ready to go, because it is most certainly coming. When we get back, we're going to talk about the thought police, because they're out there too.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
If you're my age, if you're a little younger than me and you don't want to go through what I've gone through, call HB Extract at 866-545-6979. That'll give you a little bit of an edge. Certainly, you know, 866-545-6979 or online at heartandbody.com. Being told in the chat room that now the death toll coming out of France is up to 73. France is taking a lot of casualties there, and the people of France are paying the price for multiculturalism. Wait and see. Wait and see who the next person, the next country to exit out of the European Union is. If France exits, then watch for Germany to go.
And then when that happens, just watch for the whole EU to fall apart. Two state attorneys general have been subpoenaed by the House Science Committee because they refused to respond to requests for information on their efforts to prosecute climate skeptics. New York Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman and Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey, along with eight environmental groups who have been coordinating their efforts to intimidate skeptics, all received subpoenas. Coming from the Washington Times, the Attorney General have appointed themselves to decide what is valid and what is invalid regarding climate change, according to Mr. Smith at a press conference with other Republicans. The Attorneys General are pursuing a political agenda at the expense of scientists' right to free speech. He was referring to a Democrat-led coalition of 17 Attorney General working with environmental groups to pursue fossil fuel companies, starting with ExxonMobil, as well as academics and free market think tanks, for possible fraud for challenging the catastrophic climate change narrative. Those on the receiving end of the subpoenas disputed the committee's jurisdiction over the state prosecutorial investigations. Both New York and Massachusetts have issued subpoenas as part of their probes. Those on the receiving end of these subpoenas disputed their jurisdiction over the state the committee has no authority to interfere with these state law enforcement investigations and whether they issue a subpoena or not. This attorney general will not be intimidated or deterred from ensuring that every New Yorker receives the full protection of state laws. Fine. Go lock up Schneiderman. See, here's the thing that bothers me most about this. If they can go after a company for saying, we don't agree with your analysis of what's going on. We don't agree that burning fossil fuel is, you know, the apocalypse. We don't agree with that. If somebody comes and says that, and then a state wants to come after you with prosecutorial power, this is not America. This is not America. This is North Korea. Schneiderman has argued that fraud is not protected by the First Amendment, drawing comparisons between Exxon and tobacco companies that tried to hide the extent of health problems stemming from smoking. Union of Concerned Scientists President Ken Kimmel accused the committee of harassment. What do you think you guys are doing? Who do you think you are? This is going to be the kind of thing that is a precipitor in the event that something bad happens here. Kimmel continued on, though, in his statement, by attempting to interfere with the Attorney General's investigations, Chairman Smith directly undermines efforts to hold ExxonMobil accountable for misrepresenting climate science. Really? He also said it's plain wrong to investigate a nonprofit for doing its job, although dozens of free market nonprofits have been named in subpoenas issued by the Attorney General. In her April subpoena out of Connecticut, Ms. Healey demanded communications between Exxon and a dozen free market nonprofit groups and universities. If Congress doesn't protect the First Amendment, who's going to? It's very obvious that New York is interested in none of the Bill of Rights. And that's very obvious to me. And that's too bad, because New York is a great state. It's also too bad in Connecticut. The AG's argument doesn't have a whole lot of merit when you consider that the reason for the witch hunt is to silence climate skeptics, to get them to shut up. Because they want to have climate. They want there to be climate change because that is a way to make money. It's not about saving our lives. If something like that is happening, man is not going to influence it. That's like saying that, you know, if you've ever seen some of those animations where a planet nearly the size of the Earth hits the Earth, that's like trying to legislate that. Well, we've decided to pass a sweeping referendum stating that that will not be allowed. Okay, stand back. Watch it not be allowed. As far as enforcing the subpoenas, the committee has very little leverage, but they can vote a contempt citation if the AGs ignore the subpoena, which at least puts the AGs on record as defying Congress. See, I don't even know why they're doing this. Just get out there and go hold a press conference and say, these guys are going against the First Amendment. Just do that. Keep doing that. Take this page out of the liberal handbook. They keep pressing the same lies over and over again to make them a truth, to make people believe them. You don't have to make this, take a lie and make it the truth. Take the truth and make it ubiquitous. If these guys are successful, you can expect a host of actions by Democrat AGs to criminalize political opposition. And with a liberal Supreme Court waiting in the wings, if Clinton wins in November, the damage to the First Amendment will be irreparable. They'll be coming after me. They'll be coming after everybody at GCN. They'll be coming after everybody on radio. This is not a fight we can afford to lose. I mean, we can't afford to lose any of these fights anymore. That luxury's gone. That moment where we can sit back and just say, well, you know, there'll be another day. That's fast approaching the time where, well, it sure would have been nice if we could have done it at the ballot box instead of having to fight this civil war, wouldn't it? Yeah. Do you remember when there was peace and we didn't have to kill each other? Yeah. That's what's approaching. That's what's coming. These guys want the money from these companies, and they want to extort them, they want to intimidate them, and they want to prosecute them for not agreeing with them. I thought that's what America was about, being able to be the dissident and not be incarcerated for doing it. That is what America is all about. When we get back, how do you fight All Lives Matter? This is Lock and Load.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
I take it because it's working for me, and I think it would work for you. And you can find out by giving it a shot. Call them, order them, 866-545-6979. That's 866-545-6979, or online at heartandbody.com. If you're my age, you need to be taking a real serious look at that. Now, progressives, they've done a very tactical blunder. Here, they have painted themselves in corner with the Black Lives Matter rhetoric. And this is both for people like Soros, who sponsors this stuff and funds this kind of stuff, and the true believers who are convinced that police are hunting down black males. The problem is that the counter slogan, All Lives Matter, makes perfect sense and strikes everyone but a fanatic as a reasonable position. It is inclusive. And that is a primary virtue preached by the left these days, usually meaning accepting someone who's not qualified into a responsible role. One example of how not to persuade the public is supplied by a Canadian academic, Nayla Kalida May, whose scholarly specialty is described as researches race, gender, and performance. The good professor does not concede any goodwill or gray area to those who disagree with her. She says, let's be clear, all lives matter is a false claim that can only be made if you actively choose to ignore the anti-black rate that anti-black racism has and continues to exist in the United States of America. False, not mistaken, because racism. What is most interesting, and unintentionally so by the author, is the history of the use of the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Turns out to have been created and then subsequently popularized by two incidents in which a false racial narrative was created and reinforced by the media. The cases are the deaths of Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, and Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. In both cases, an angelic portrait of the deceased was created and propagated, as was a storyline of a racist killing an innocent youngster. In either case, did the narrative withstand scrutiny from the judicial system and conservative publications? But the good professor either does not know the facts or chooses to ignore them. When you're completely immersed in psychology of victimization, there is no daylight that can come around and wash away the shadows. It appears that Donald Trump has picked Pence, Governor Pence, to be his vice presidential candidate. And this is a good guy. This is a pretty good guy there. I like it. I like what I'm seeing. Is it the best? No. Is it better than the alternative? Infinitely so. Infinitely. Especially all of you that said, I want an outsider. I don't want a politician. Here you go. Here he comes. Here he comes. Pantsuit's campaign has floated the possibility of retired Admiral James G. Stavridis as a vice presidential pick, a man who appears to fit the mold of a Democrat military leader quite well. He's an intellectual military egghead with a PhD and numerous other academic honors and accomplishments. Under the Obama administration, he became the first naval officer to head up NATO as Supreme Allied Commander Europe, and he was probably headed for greater heights in the Pentagon had he not become mired in what turned out to be a very tacky scandal. While he was serving as a SACEUR, anonymous tipsters apparently provided sufficient evidence to justify the initiation of an extensive investigation into his reputed misuse of government aircraft and automobiles, unauthorized use of government communications, receiving unauthorized per diem compensation, and taking unreported gifts from foreign nations. No wonder Pantsuit likes this cat. The lengthy investigative report determined that there were grounds to take appropriate corrective action with regards to Adam Stavridis, but it was disregarded by uber-progressive Navy Secretary Ray Mabus, who concluded, I have determined that Admiral Stavridis never attempted to use his public office for private gain, nor did he commit personal misconduct. When did being a flag officer in the military become a public office? People, that's a rank. It's a very powerful rank, no doubt about it. I mean, I've heard of general officers walking up and looking at some saying, you know, I play golf and having the whole golf course redone. But it's a rank. It's not an office. Nobody voted for him. You should know that Mabus did not say that, well, he said that I, not we, nor a lengthy naval investigation, which is not unexpected from this arrogant, narcissistic idiot. He's a Pentagonian prince not known for heeding subordinates or following naval tradition. What's likely is that Stavridis was a four-star in favor of what the Obama administration for his, you know, he was in favor of this because he was a progressive. He wanted to diversify the Navy. And as we have most recently seen under this administration, high-ranking in favor Democrat wrongdoers operate by a different set of laws and regulations from what we, the great unwashed, have to live by. So Stavridis walked. But this scandal must be seen by the Obama administration as being sufficient to prevent further military advancement for Stavridis since he retired in 2013 without additional promotion. For those of you who might question this admiral's qualifications to be vice president, I would have to say, hey, at least he'll go into the job with an up-close and personal understanding of the Democrat system of justice. Uh, I've recently, you know, these flag officers that I see out there, I know, hey, look, when you become an admiral or a general, very powerful position. When you're no longer an admiral or a general, you get to be, you know, you still get to be an admiral or a general. I don't still get to be a sergeant, although I, you know, I sort of like having been a sergeant. I saw where Stanley McChrystal, the former general, has said he will not accept any position from the Trump administration, which is kind of interesting because I thought McChrystal got fired by Obama. Am I wrong about that? Did he not get fired by Obama? I thought he did. And yet, here we got McChrystal and Petraeus that are out there right now, and they want to become gun grabbers, and they want to do it for the money. They're doing it for the Benjamins. So, you know, being a flag officer nowadays can mean a lot of things, but apparently in some cases, for the louder ones, it means that they're progressive and they want to keep going in with the game. I myself, if I had spent 40 years in profession and I could retire and just sort of get out there and ride my bike, maybe go boating from time to time, because a general can afford a boat, trust me. And I don't think I'd want to keep going in public life. I think I would want to let it go. So I'm looking at these guys, and I do not see patriots anymore. These guys are not Eisenhower. They're not Patton. They're something altogether different. These guys are they're bureaucrats with a uniform. And I've heard all the stories about McChrystal, how he used to do this and how he used to do that, and this is the special operations general and everything else. I don't care. What have you done for me lately? You're progressive. Shut up. You're retired. I don't have to call you general no more. That's got to sort of sting a little bit, doesn't it? I can just call you Stanley. So Stanley. I mean, I don't know who's going to keep me from doing that. We're going to keep on beating on this climate thing just because it's good stuff. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.